Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right. Your round-trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
All right, here now is Guy Birdley with news and comments. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This isn't too surprising, considering the surveys that show 50% of us hate our jobs. If you work with, say, 20 people, three of them have alcohol in their bloodstreams and maybe in their desk or locker. Because an even newer survey shows that more than 19 million Americans, 15% of us, are drinking or hung...
It's an interesting case.
Drinking or hungover on the job.
Did I lose you there, Buzz?
Just for a second. I thought I heard Bill O'Reilly. My heart stopped.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, he'd be one of them.
The University of Buffalo bases this this new information, this new data, on interviews conducted last year with more than 2,800 adults in the continental U.S. Well over 2 million of us have hit the bottle before work.
Mm-hmm.
Over 7% have drunk liquor at work.
Now, does putting them in a drawer, does that count?
Yes.
Give me a moment.
What's the story about again?
People drinking at work. Apparently, it happens a lot. More than I expected.
Hello, this is Michael Hughes at CBS Radio in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If
you're
urgent, please press 0 and ask for my assistant, Katie Patrick.
Okay,
there it is.
So over 2 million
of us... You surprised me with that one.
2 million of us have drunk before work. Over 7% have drunk at work. Most of that group, by the way, says they ordered their drink at lunch. But some say they do keep the bottle close at hand during working hours. The good news is most of us who have don't do it all the time. Most Americans who've taken a shot before work say that happens less than once a month. And most of this behavior occurs in young single men, everyone else not so much. In fact, even the Institute on Alcohol Abuse seems pleasantly surprised by the survey results. The careers with the most on-the-job drinkers. I have that list for you. The careers with the most on-the-job drinkers.
What if you keep beer chilled in your office just in case?
If you're not drinking or hungover, I don't think that counts against you.
I never said I wasn't hungover.
You said drinking.
This is not initialized and cannot accept any messages.
Who are you trying to call?
Try again later.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Buzz, what are the careers?
Here are the careers with most on the job drinkers.
Hi, Joe. I wanted to guess for the career with the highest amount of drinkers.
What do you think?
House painters.
I've heard that before, but they didn't make the list.
Huh.
Here's who is on the list. Management.
We just proved that.
Right. Yes. Sales.
We just proved that.
Sports, entertainment, and media. Sports, entertainment, and media.
Hi.
The restaurant business.
Oh, well, there you go.
Michael Mara.
Janitors and landscapers. In other words, almost everybody.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody drinks at work.
Today.
At work?
Apparently so. Today, on this day alone, 2 million of us were drunk at work, and nearly 12 million of us were working with a hangover today.
Really, Buzz?
That's true.
I was.
According to this survey. University of Buffalo.
That's not proud I am.
Well, that's today.
Hi, Tim McWilliams. Please leave your message.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, my brother.
Anybody else you want to call?
Yep. Oh, yep. This phone system is just the worst. It's the slowest. It's like really trying to call somebody. Is it four rings until you get the...
I think so, yeah. 15% of us, 19 million Americans.
Thank you, John Norman with the Don and Mike Show. Unfortunately, I'm on the phone or away from my desk. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Trying to find that refrigerator.
All right, I'm out.
And maybe you've heard also about how eating the fat substitute Olestra can cause diarrhea and other intestinal discomfort.
I mean, I am not kidding. Mike will announce to us when he's got some of those
diet
chips.
When I eat my Subway and I eat the chips,
right.
I say, warning, warning, Will Robinson. Yeah.
Well, now a consumer group is suing Frito-Lay over this, accusing the company of deceptive advertising. It says Frito-Lay tried to fool people by changing the name of its Wow chips to Ruffles Light after people started avoiding the Wow products.
That's what I eat.
The Center for Science and the Public Interest has taken up the case of a Massachusetts woman who says she got stomach cramps and diarrhea immediately after eating Ruffles Light.
I don't get that, but I get the gas.
And the center says Frito-Lay is covering up more than 20,000 similar complaints.
That's why I keep telling you, stick to the cobbler.
The cobbler did not affect me negatively at all.
No Elektra.
But the light chips, you know, when I'm trying to lose this weight.
Look out.
Light chips. I have the same reaction to light syrup and light butter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Olestra, a fat substitute.
And light rock.
Yes.
With less talk.
That affects me that way. Olestra is made by Procter & Gamble, a name you've come to associate with delicious cleaning products. Frito-Lay says it stands behind the product, but I'll bet it won't stand behind its customers.
I also have the same reaction to light conversation. I like my talks heavy.
Heavy.
Hold on. Dr. Phil has had some Olestra. What's happening, Dr. Phil?
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
That's like, what the lawsuit is
he
saying.
Was,
you
he
know
was
what?
Looking at his
this
own pants.
This is crap.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
This is crap.
Okay.
Now, from personal experience, I can tell you that the fewer Olestra chips you eat, the less likely you are to notice the side effects.
Yeah,
but
I see fish.
Try telling that to the 300 million obese people in the world. In fact, try telling them anything. A new study says many obese people are in denial about their size and don't want to lose weight,
even if it would improve
their health. Most of the obese people surveyed claimed they didn't understand the importance of having a healthy body weight, and many said they don't know what their correct body weight might be.
Don't know.
You're
stupid.
President Bush yesterday urged citizens to put aside their political and religious differences to form a government of national unity.
Are you ready for some football?
He spoke of compromise and consensus and power sharing, all things the U.S. desperately needs. Unfortunately, Mr. Bush was talking to the people of Iraq at the time. He warned that, quote, a country that divides into factions cannot move forward and risks sliding back into tyranny.
Buzz, don't your foot ever get tired?
No. No, it's really one of the strongest parts of my body.
I mean, really, you love just stepping on the guy's neck. Not that I don't think he's a worthless hack of
a
president.
He's part of a winning team. We heard that yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
Good team.
And this is a winning team here at Free FM as well. But, I mean, Jesus, Buzz, the guy's a major league screw-up already. What's his approval rating? You know,
I think it's back up to 43%.
This would be actually a pretty good barometer would be, which is the lower number? The ratings for the all new Free FM
or
George Bush's approval rating, which will be lower?
No, you have to compare their different types of numbers, so it's very confusing, you know, to do that because you get that full percentage.
When you get into
ratings, you got to chop it all up.
Just do the ratio, but I would bet on Bush.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I always bet on Bush.
I have no idea what my proper body weight should be.
Well, the president, in talking, saying this about unity in Iraq, could have just as easily been talking about the culture clash in this country, the one that pits conservative Christians against everybody else, the one that brought us the imaginary war on Christmas and the battle over teaching religion in science class.
See, what you're doing is you're standing on the president's neck again. I endorse this form of news that you're giving us, this slanted, you know, Buzz winks at me like,
right,
this news, Mr. Powers. But, you know, okay, just
all right.
Just one day, why don't you just come out and just say, I hate Bush. Here's why I hate Bush. Don't even bother reading us the story.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I tell you what.
We have time to fill. That's really part of the, you know, I get so quick to say, you know, something as simple as I hate Bush.
But why do you hate him?
And then how would I film the rest of my time?
But give, for instance, why do you hate him? 30 seconds, why do you hate him?
Well, as I've said before, I don't think he's a very effective president. I certainly don't think he's brought the country together, which is one of the things that he promised to do. In fact, on the contrary, I think because of some of his policies, it's actually made this country more divided than it was before he took office. I think that the war on Iraq was based on faulty intelligence, and yet we continue to push ahead with that, and we've lost a lot of lives because of those mistakes.
Okay, now do you feel better?
I do.
Now,
he did pretty well in that 30 seconds.
He did, and I applaud that. Now, do you have the story about the 7-year-old that took the truck out for a drive?
No.
Oh, too bad. That's a good one.
7-year-old behind the wheel?
But that happens a lot.
But they had video of it today.
Oh, but pictures wouldn't do us any good here.
On Good Morning America?
Two or three of those stories a year.
I'm going to make Robert wait till he's 8.
It was one of those dealers that said, the police cameras followed this car, and you just see a car weaving in and out of traffic, and you think that it's got to be some guy that's drunk or high or running.
Seven-year-old?
Seven-year-old. And I mean a big-ass, full-size, like, F-150 pickup
truck. They love the trucks.
You know what? You said that on Good Morning America? Yep. You know what would have made that funnier? What? Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer in the cab.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and morning TV. Okay. Our friend Tony Perkins, who used to work at Good Morning America, has come back to work on the Fox 5 morning news.
Right.
He's fantastic. Incredibly talented. A great guy. Tony, don't ever let them talk you into wearing that faggot Hummel Switzerland sweater that you had on today.
I didn't see him.
He was out at a skating rink somewhere.
Right.
Doing like a taste of winter thing.
Yeah.
And he had on just this sweater that was I love Tony. I'm not critiquing his performance. I'm critiquing what they
did. You didn't like the sweater?
No.
You know, he listens every day. He's going to be crushed by that.
No, really.
Because, you're saying they, made you wear it, but he chose it himself. No, you know that, especially now that he's local again. What do you think? He's local. They're not picking out clothes for him.
It looks like the sweater that I bought Frida when we went to Iceland.
Oh, my. Turtleneck type of thing?
Yeah, but with the zipper. It's one of those things with the zipper. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Fag City.
Those are out.
And the other thing that I just have to mention about Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. There you go. Who says they don't listen to the show? You know the traffic chick?
Yeah.
Michelle Segoina.
Right.
Michelle Segoina, I think is her last name.
Segoia or Segoina?
I don't know.
One of
all
those.
I know is she's just a piece of ass. I said, get her out of the helicopter and let her do the human interest stories. And so I'm watching Channel 5 this morning, and guess who's out at Redskins Park wearing a real tight top and real tight like athletic pants, learning how to catch a pass.
Ah, Tony Perkins. I'm kidding. See what I did there? I went for the funny.
The tight top had a zipper on it.
Yeah. Anyway, they're taking my advice here. They're giving her some airtime.
Good.
She's a sweet little piece of ass.
She keeps going right. We'll all get her name right.
She's lovely.
Sure is. And then Holly Morris. Don't get me going on this. This hyperactive poodle that they have, who is the feature reporter.
Mm-hmm.
The worst possible place you could send this chick to do an alleged news report on a morning news show is a Starbucks location.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because she'll dip into the profits.
She's already so caffeinated. So this morning I'm watching Channel 5 because I like watching Tony.
Right.
And he says, hey, let's go see what Holly Morris is doing. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, she just jumped up to I'm at the Starbucks, and they're making Redskins coffee. And look, it looks like a bar.
Was the Starbucks making Redskins coffee?
Yeah. And it was cup of Joe Gibbs.
Ah.
And the LeVar latte. And meanwhile, she's making a puddle on the floor. Just standing there like a dog. When I watch
Can I ask a question? I hate to dwell on this. Would she have looked better in the Tony sweater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mike, that's it. It was a girl sweater Tony was wearing.
Right.
And when I see Holly Morris on TV acting like that, what I want to do is take my newspaper, like I do with the dog, and just say, bad reporter. Bad reporter.
Bad girl.
Down. 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 Down.
Well, she'll calm down when she anchors the noon news, when she changes her whole demeanor, and she calms down.
Yeah,
100%.
Caffeine wears off, you know.
Anyway, so they gave the girl from Sky Fox, they gave her a regular gig, so they must be listening to me over at Channel 5.
Obviously.
So my other piece of advice for Channel 5 would be, I love what you're doing in the morning. Mm-hmm. You great show. Don't make Tony wear those faggot sweaters anymore. That's all.
It's going to hurt him. Yeah. You know the truth. They didn't make him wear anything. He chose from his own closet.
Love the man, not the sweater.
He's going to feel real bad about that.
I find that impossible to believe that Tony Perkins would have a sweater like that.
I'll email him tonight and find out.
Would you please?
Absolutely.
That would be great. God, would you?
Was that your sweater from your own closet? Dom wanted to know.
We'll look forward. Yeah.
I wish I'd seen it now.
Kentucky.
Well, you know where you can see it?
Where?
Go to MrGayUSA.com.
Oh, that's harsh.
He's wearing it. A buzz?
Yes.
What's next?
Kentucky takes a stand on evolution. Grab a chair.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.